We're going to go out to the Metro PCS hotline and check in with Phil Hansen, North Dakota State radio analyst and former Buffalo Bills defensive end. Phil, how are you doing this afternoon?
Boy, I don't know if you should have told your fans or your listening audience that I'm a former Buffalo Bills player. That might hurt my ratings there.
Yeah. No, Phil, you good. We have the state of the Bills around here every day, so it's okay.
Yeah, we're always trying to get updated on the AFC East, whether the fans like it or not, Phil, but we appreciate you joining us here. So you saw both Billy Turner and Brock Jensen win three straight national championship. Billy Turner, of course, third-round pick of the Dolphins. Brock Jensen's being reported. He also has signed with the Miami Dolphins. So let's start with Billy Turner. What's he going to bring to the Dolphins as a player and a person as he comes in here as a third-round pick?
You know, Billy Turner, watching him 4 years go through college, you know, he was really, you didn't talk about him much, because the only time you talk about an offensive lineman is when he jumps off sides or when he gives up a sack. And he didn't do either from his first year to his end, pretty much. I mean, we're just kind of a consistent force in there. I really, doing radio for them for 4 years, I don't ever remember Billy missing a game, actually. So he's got a lot. He's got great upside potential, having played at the FCS level. Just a good, solid kid, day in, day out kid.
Hey, Phil, you played at North Dakota State as well, and then made the transition to have 11 successful seasons with the Buffalo Bills. There's been a lot of discussion down here about the Dolphins draft. They picked three players from the SEC, five players from FCS schools. You made the transition. What does it take for guys from smaller schools to excel at the NFL level?
Yeah, there's no question. There is a difference. And actually, when I played at North Dakota State back in the late 80s, it was a Division II college. So basically, it's everything they say. The speed of the game is just, it's tremendous. So that jump will be, that'll be a big jump for Billy. But you know what? He's got all the tools it takes. I mean, he's a big guy to begin with. He anchors well. I mean, he was never, in my opinion, challenged going through college. He was just a mainstay, a guy who always did what he was asked to do, but he was never really challenged. There's only one defensive end that I saw that didn't give him fits as a guy who could challenge him because of his speed around the corner. So Billy's going to have to see more of that NFL speed. But like I said, I think once he zeroes in on that, and I don't know if you guys are thinking of playing him at tackle or guard. I think he could probably do either. But at left tackle at North Dakota State, he did an excellent job.
Phil, that was my next question. It looks like Billy Turner is going to move to the inside, which I believe might be good for him. You know, I watched him at the Senior Bowl for 3 days, and he looked good at tackle, but he didn't look as elite as some of the other guys, just because of the way maybe, you know, a D Ford from Auburn was coming off the edge. You don't get to see that or simulate that week in and week out at North Dakota State, but I do believe he's athletic enough to move to the inside. Where do you see him with his foot speed and his balance and all that stuff going from tackle to guard in the National Football League?
Yeah, you know, I talked with a couple scouts too, and they said that he was challenged at the Senior Bowl a little bit just because of the better talent, but that was good for him. That was a wake-up call for him, and you know, he's got to find a different speed. He's got to find better foot quickness. You know, you never want somebody to be a waist bender. He could get away with that at North Dakota State. Here, he's not going to be able to. So to fine-tune all his skills will be a challenge for Billy. But like I said, the upside is great for him. I mean, he's coachable. He's a guy who will do all that. When you specifically ask him about tackle or guard, to me, Billy Turner is a tackle. And the only reason I say that, he's just got the prototypical body. Long arms, big body. I think you can always, and I say this reluctantly, you can always find a guard to fill in, but those tackles are elite positions where you can't push him into another guy right next to you. Maybe right tackle is a better fit for him, but to me, I think he's better at tackle. But, you know, whatever Miami needs, I'm sure he'll want to fill that role, whatever he's asked to do.
So, Phil, when you talk about bringing these guys in and we selected Billy Turner in the third round, do you see the learning curve, his ceiling, really, really high for him, no matter if we were able to put him at tackle or at guard? Because, like you said, watching him throughout the course of his career out there and just seeing the potential from him and having guys that he's played against, you know, it was like he was on idol. Now he has to turn it up. Do you think that learning curve is there for him to grasp and continue to play and be successful in the National Football League?
Yeah, you know what? That will be determined on what the Miami Dolphins need this year. And I don't know your exact needs at offensive line, but if you've got enough offensive linemen, Billy can maybe hang out a year and learn a little bit. If not, I mean, I was cast to the Wolves my first year. I was a starter my first year because Bruce Smith was hurt. So I learned on the run. And you know what? It wasn't pretty the first half of the season, but, you know, there was progress and I got better. So if I'm sure Billy would operate the same way. You know what? I think, you know, if he's thrown in there right away, there'll be some challenges, but he'll overcome them, and he'll either get better or he'll get worse, and you'll know exactly what kind of player Billy Turner is.
Phil, unfortunately, Billy's going to have to get thrown in there, with the Miami Dolphins, because their need is the offensive line. So hopefully he'll be able to make that adjustment. And one other guy I wanted to ask you about was Brock Jensen. It's been reported the Miami Dolphins signed the quarterback out of North Dakota State, 3 championships under his belt, obviously a great leader. I got to watch him play against Georgia Southern inside the Dome a couple of years ago. Was very impressed by the way, you know, he handled the running game, he got everybody lined up, he made the throws accurately and on time, he did all the things you asked from the quarterback position. How do you think, you know, he'll fare with his opportunity getting signed as an undrafted free agent?
You know, let's just finish up with Billy. You said the need is great and he will play, and maybe that's their idea then, to put him at guard. I think guard is a much safer position.
Mm-hmm.
He's not exposed. He has help on either side of him. I think a guard is a much safer position for a rookie coming in. But I think eventually, I think he could certainly be a tackle. Going to Brock Jensen. You know, you can't argue with his record. What is he, 48-3
yeah.
over 4 years?
Exactly.
I mean, you can't argue with that. His leadership, all the intangibles are there. You'll love the guy. I mean, he's accessible. He'll tell you what he thinks. He's honest. But you know what? It takes a special elite kind of player to play quarterback in the NFL. And once again, it's going to be boom or bust for Brock. I hope he gets an opportunity to show what he can do. But you know what? It comes a lot faster in the NFL. So, you know, I know he'll say that he's thankful for the opportunity, and I just hope he gets a chance to show what he's capable of doing, and then you'll see what he can do. And you know what? I don't know the answer to that. I know what he did at North Dakota State, and it was he'll be a Hall of Famer at North Dakota State, but North Dakota State and the NFL are two different animals.
Phil Hansen, North Dakota State radio analyst and former Bills defensive end, joining us on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS hotline. And you alluded to it, all the success that North Dakota State has had. What has made the program so consistently good for these last few years, especially with the 3 straight national championships?
You know, it's everything. It was just the right mix of several things coming together. Number one, I thought that guys like Billy Turner, we got several guys capable of probably playing at the FBS level at Minnesota, and I think they were overlooked. Billy Turner's one of them. So he came to North Dakota State, and I think North Dakota State benefited. He had a lot of booster step up. We supported scholarships to move from 36 to 63 scholarships. It was a big move. Got new facilities. They play in a dome up there. So everything came together. The money was there, the support, the fan support. Got good players, had good coaches. So it was just everything coming together at the right time.
All right, Phil, we joked about it as the interview started in terms of your career with the Bills being down here in Miami, but what memories do you have of over the course of your career facing off with the Dolphins?
Oh, you guys are going to hate me for this. I remember intercepting Dan Marino in a playoff. I think it was the AFC Championship game down there in Miami. So that was a big play in the game. I always loved sacking Dan Marino. I mean, it was the toughest thing ever to do was to get to Dan Marino. He had just a knack of sidestepping rushers and stuff. I mean, he wasn't going to win any sprints, but that guy was a competitor. And, it was just fun to compete against. But those are just my memories. Monday night in Miami. It seemed like every couple years we had Monday night in Miami, and there were just premier games, and just loved being a part of the excitement.
Well, Phil, really appreciate you joining us, giving us some insight on both Billy Turner and Brock Jensen, and, of course, you know, reliving some of the Bills-Dolphins memories with us. Thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime. You bet, guys.
All right, there he is, Phil Hansen, North Dakota State radio analyst and former Bills defensive end, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.